Hello, AWTR Mill Spouses. This is Brooklyn Morgan, Army Wives Network's Special Projects Coordinator. Each week, our mission is to empower military spouses, veterans, and family members across the globe, and we are inviting you to support us in that mission. After you listen to this week's episode, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can then send us a screenshot of the review at info@armywifenetwork.com, or feel free to send us that screenshot in a DM to us on Facebook or Instagram with our handle @armywifenetwork to receive a special in real life gift as a thank you on behalf of Army Wife Network. We appreciate your engagement and support. And now, it is time for this week's new episode.
Attention, Mill Spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hua and hello, AWTR listeners. Welcome to another inspiring and exciting episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. This is episode number 842, and I'm your host, Sarah Robichaud, AWN's communications liaison. Joining me today is our top-notch empowerment agent, Amanda Bignese.
Hey, Sarah, and thanks for that warm welcome. I'm looking forward to hosting with you today. Listeners, in typical fashion, we have another great show lined up for you. Grab a beverage of your choice and settle in. Or lace up your shoes if you're listening during a workout, and get ready for your weekly dose of military life empowerment. On today's show, we'll listen in as Army Wife Network owner and commander Sharita Knobloch chats with guest Stephen Poland, entrepreneur and creator of the career guidance platform, Pelocity.
I am all ears for this interview because, I mean, who couldn't use a little extra guidance when it comes to choosing or changing your career, right? But before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this episode, I wanted to just take a minute and catch up with you, Amanda. I think it's been a hot minute. Why don't you just go ahead and take a minute and give me like a quick sit rep, a situational report of your HH6 status?
Well, speaking of careers, my summer has come to an end as a teacher, and I'm getting back into the groove of school and remembering what that's like. We just have meetings this week, and then next week students come back. So I'm looking forward to it. Although I can honestly say this summer was just one of the best. I think I got so much family time in, and my daughter got to go swimming for the first time since we were in Florida, and she's grown up only in Colorado. Just trying to embrace all the positive things. And, you know, I'm just thankful that honestly, we did have that time together, as now I'm about to jump back into the school year. How about for you guys, Sarah, what's going on?
My daughter also swam for the first time this summer. So we have that in common. It's a huge victory, I feel like, as a parent.
Yes.
my summer has been good. We are also slowly winding down. My husband has actually been gone for about the last 6 weeks. He's been at Fort Knox for a ROTC advanced camp. He's been teaching there. So he's actually going to be home in the next couple of days, and we have about 1 week left of our summer that we can kind of cram in what we've missed in the last 6 weeks, like the swimming and the campfires and all that good stuff. And then my daughter actually doesn't start school until September 7th. So we're just kind of hanging out, watching everybody else go back to school.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. It's nice on this end because our summer kind of keeps going, but then I think she goes to school until the end of June. So we're going to be watching everybody else on vacation while we're still in school, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Oh, it's so interesting how just different places start at all sorts of different times. And I do love that here in Colorado, we get out actually kind of middle of May. So it's pretty nice here. But yeah, back to school for everyone. I know as a teacher, I have different feels, but I'm hoping to kind of help some parents out too. And you know, get everybody back into the groove. But also, I know we're still kind of navigating some new changes with COVID. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that as much as I love living this mill spouse life, sometimes I need a healthy dose of encouragement. Encouragement is one of our Army Wife Network pillars. So let's take a moment and hear what this week's Education Minute has to say. Then we'll hear from our one and only News 6 correspondent, Jolene, with all things need to know news.
Hey, this is Brooklyn Morgan with AWN for your Education Minute. August is National Back to School Month. Students all over the United States will be gearing up for their next step in their educational journey. As an educator, I have outlined a few tips and tricks to help for a great school year. When prepping for school, make sure you have all the school supplies ready to go, whether that's all your markers and paper or a charged laptop. Have a family plan ready so each student knows where to go, whether that's being dropped off or picked up. This will help ease anxiety for everyone, especially during that first week or month of school. No matter what grade your student is going into, start the year off strong. Be prepared and do your best. I hope you have a wonderful start to school. This is your teacher from afar and fellow mill spouse, Brooklyn Morgan.
No news is typically good news in this military life.
Except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
This week's News 6 is a special edition. Just 1 week ago, we saw the Taliban take Kabul, and I thought it fitting to reshare our statement posted on August 16th. You can head over to Facebook or Instagram to read the comments and join in the conversation that we're sharing as a community who knows this war more intimately than most other U.S. citizens. These last few weeks have undoubtedly been difficult as we've watched the events unfolding in Afghanistan. This is a defining moment for us. For the past 2 decades, as service members, military spouses, and military children, we've watched the events unfold overseas in combat zones, always wondering how it would end. Would it end in celebration? Would it end in peace? Would we change things? Would there be parades in the streets? Many of us did not envision what now fills television screens, the front pages of newspapers, and our phone screens. We worried about it, but we hoped it would look like more. Our hearts are heavy for Afghanistan. Our military members work side by side, trusting Afghan partners, and we hoped for a bright future. The current images we see are heart-wrenching, ones that twist our guts and pull the breath from our lungs. We may look at our permanently disabled service member or the encased flag proudly displayed on a shelf and wonder. We may look at the battle against PTSD or TBIs and wonder. We may think back to the moments of separation from our loved ones and wonder. We may look back on the difficult seasons of our marriage and wonder. We may consider the years spent as a caregiver, putting the emphasis on another's care rather than our own, and wonder. We may, with a weary heart, look at our service member as his or her phone is inundated with texts from the unit deployment whispered deep inside our heart. We wonder what's next. Did these sacrifices mean anything? But here's the thing. It has been so much more than the news we're seeing today, and the sacrifices of service members and their families means something to us. In times of struggle, our community shows its strength. We stand together because we've experienced things to which very few Americans can relate. We've clasped hands with our fellow spouses when we said goodbye, anxiously awaited news of our loved one, or counted down the days to R&R or redeployment. We've mourned. We've grieved. We've lended support as often as we can. We lost sleep worrying about those overseas before getting ourselves out of bed to put our remaining energy into our children, our installation, our soldier and family readiness and support groups. We are a community that connects deeply, creating bonds that outlast our presence. And because of that bond, that connection, that understanding of duty and honor and a calling, we know that this was worth something. As we continue to send service members to assist in the region, to help where they can, know that through it all, we are here for you, not just now, but always. Not just with content, but connection. Not just with resources, but responses. Not just with engagement, but with encouragement. It doesn't matter where you come from, how you vote, who you love, what you look like, or what you believe. If at any time you find yourself struggling, you find yourself with endless questions, you have things to say, but don't know who will listen, send us an email to info@armywifenetwork.com. Send us a message through your preferred social media or post on one of our pages. We are here for you, not just through the hard times, but always. If you're a service member who is struggling, or you know someone struggling, please reach out to the Veterans Crisis Hotline for support. You can text 838-225 to begin the conversation in your own way and talk about how you're feeling. Call 1-800-273-8255, extension 1, to speak to someone by phone. You can also chat via the internet by logging on to veteranscrisisline.net/get-help/chat. For deaf or hard of hearing, call TTY at 1-800-799-4889. If you're calling in order to help someone else, you can also choose any of the above communication methods to find the best way to get them help. You can also reach out to Military OneSource, the Women Veterans Hotline, at 855-829-6636, or the Vet Center Call Center, 877-927-8387. Remember that you are never alone in this, not with your feelings or your experiences. Lean on your community. We will always have your six. This is Jolene McNutt, your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, signing out.
Thanks to Jolene for making sure we always have up-to-date news for this ever-changing military life. Now, let's take a quick 60-second commercial break, then we'll be back with more Army Wife Talk Radio.
Army Wife Talk Radio is celebrating our 15th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind and has over 700 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcatcher of your choice, such as iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
All right, Amanda, what's on the docket for this week's Resource Recon?
Well, Sarah, this week's Resource Recon is all about the resources offered on our Army Wife Network website. Today, we want to highlight Army Wife Network's very own twice a month newsletter, the SITREP, or Situation Report. More than your typical newsletter, the SITREP is a one-stop shop for all things male spouse empowerment, news, humor, and resources on a variety of topics. Whether you're a seasoned spouse or just beginning to dip your toes into the male spouse life, the SITREP is where you'll find the empowering information important to you, twice a month, every month.
Absolutely, Amanda. I believe I usually get my SITREP delivered into my inbox on Friday mornings, and I find that it's an easy way to catch up on any male spouse news I might have missed throughout the busy week. It usually highlights some of our recent blog posts and podcast episodes to make sure that we don't miss a beat. Plus, it has a sweet referral program that earns you Army Wife Network swag when you get your battle buddies to sign up.
Yes, I know I've signed up a few of mine. And listeners, if you haven't already, be sure to just check out all the amazing resources that the SITREP does offer. It is just, it's a lot of fun and it's a quick, easy read. We are very proud of it here. And finally, it's time for my favorite empowering resource segment, our Empowerment Patrol Reports. Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing two of our volunteers who are MRE winners, which, by the way, stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. First up, we have our command team member, our special projects coordinator, Brooklyn Morgan. Brooklyn is a reading interventionist for kindergarten through second grade, mom of two, and wife of almost 13 years to her high school sweetheart. She earned a bachelor's in early childhood education, a master's in educational leadership, an ESL and dyslexia endorsement, and is currently working on her doctorate of education with an emphasis on educational leadership, technology, and autism. Her husband joined the military later in life. Currently, he is a pharmacist in their hometown of Conway, Arkansas. When he was 31, he was sworn into the Army National Guard and shipped off to basic training in 2020. After BCT, he took some time to help his pharmacy with the COVID-19 pandemic, then left in the winter to complete the Accelerated Officer Candidate School in Alabama. He commissioned in April of 2021. Brooke loves Jesus, being a mom, cuddling her dog, and spending time with her husband. She also enjoys learning either about new educational topics or different military topics. She loves to make connections with other MIL spouses. Next up, we want to recognize a member from our band of bloggers, LaVon Ritchie. LaVon is originally from Michigan and met her husband while they were both students at Cedarville University in Ohio. She earned a bachelor's in communication arts, and she also studied Bible, theater, and American Sign Language. She is certified in teaching English as a second language. LaVon's husband commissioned in the U.S. Army in 2004, and the two of them overcame a long-distance relationship through 5 different duty stations and 2 deployments before they finally married in 2011. Since then, they have been stationed at 7 different installations together, have had 4 incredible children, 2 born overseas, and have traveled a decent fraction of the world. LaVon loves Jesus Christ, being an Army wife, adventuring with her family, musicals, chocolate, chai lattes, and a quality cup of decaf. She is a homeschooling mom who volunteers in SFRGs, PWOCs, and enjoys helping service members and their families whenever and however possible. She would enjoy connecting with you on Facebook. So much thanks goes out to Brooklyn and LaVon for doing their part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
A big congratulations to our MRE, or Motivated and Ready to Empower, recipients, LaVon Ritchie and Brooke Morgan. Both of these empowering individuals will receive an awesome prize from Army Wife Network, as well as a permanent spot on our website in our Empowerment Gallery.
I know of someone else that is motivated and ready to empower. This week's guest, Stephen Polin. Let's listen in to his interview now.
Hello, listeners. This is Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. And for this episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, we are chatting it up with Stephen Polin about how Pelocity can help military spouses and veterans map their career path. Pelocity is a career guidance platform dedicated to helping active duty and transitioning military families discover not only their passion, but their best fit career. Using a science-driven behavioral assessment and completely unique adaptive questionnaires, Pelocity results are in the highest successful career match predictability on the market. Today's guest, Stephen, is a successful entrepreneur with over 20 years of executive leadership experience. He strives every day to make Assessment Technologies Group the best in the business of organizational consulting and always perseveres through difficulties until the job is done right. Stephen, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. Really looking forward to our conversation today.
Well, thank you very much and good morning, everyone.
Well, one of the main and many unique aspects of a military career is that most likely at some point our service members will retire or separate and then work somewhere else. It goes without saying that transition can kind of be scary for both the service member and the spouse. So let's jump in and talk about how Pelocity entered the scene to support military service members through career transitions. What inspired you to create Pelocity?
Well, one of the many things that's unique aspect about the military careers is that most likely, you know, when you retire, you work somewhere else, and you transition can all, to your point, can always be scary for both the service members and their spouses. For us, what we felt about Paulosity, because we spent so many years working in the military space, we worked with some quasi-government agencies and things of that nature that we worked, and of course, family members and others who were part of the military. And then understanding Jacksonville, we're very fortunate, is a very military-friendly city. We've got major military bases, things of that nature. So spending my time and realizing the great challenges that exist for the veterans initially. But then what was so fascinating is that finding out through working with these various programs like O2O and the USO, we realized that some of the greater challenge, even for the transitioning veterans, are their spouses. And so we really felt that through that development, that it was really essential for us to really start thinking not only about one side of the equation, but also thinking about the other side, which is ultra critical in today's military families.
I really appreciate the intentionality that you've approached this with and really saw that gap and sought to fill that with the creation of Paulosity. So let's talk a little bit more specific. What is the process for completing a Paulosity assessment, creating the profile and searching for jobs? What does that look like?
Well, awesome. Great question. What did, when someone, step one, when one of our transitioning veterans or spouses go to make their transition, we then send them a unique identifier. That unique identifier will take them through a battery of questionnaires about their career guidance side of the platform. The users will get their feedback, understanding their strengths, experiences, and their good overall fit to the job. And I think that's one of the unique things. There's a lot of wonderful tools out on the market today and online and things of that nature, but we decided to take a little bit different approach. What we learned is that by understanding what they're good at and what they enjoy doing, what's their passions and things of that nature, they'll go through about a 30-minute long questionnaire. And from that, we'll give them their 15 career matches. And what's always funny about it is people will share and say, well, you know what's interesting? I don't want to do that. And what I always shared with them is that you didn't ask me what you wanted to do. You asked me what you were good at.
That makes me laugh because I just took the assessment a couple of days ago and it was really effective. Some of the things that came up, I was like, oh yeah, that's what I'm working on towards a career right now. And then there were a couple other things like preschool teacher. I was like, oh, bless my soul. That is not what I'm called to do. I teach grownups. God bless everyone who can handle the tiny humans. But it made me laugh a little bit because I was like, taking that one off. But career counselor or counselor psychologist was right on the money for me. So it was really interesting to see the two sides of that coin and really how you all have created this product or this service for military service members and their spouses to address those specific struggles you mentioned a few moments ago. Let's dig a little deeper into that. How does Paulosity serve military spouses and their specific struggles they might have with seeking a career that's a good fit?
Well, what's really interesting is that when you think about, you know, today, especially the Army wives and whatnot, where they actually end up going through, you know, that the transfer protocol when their husbands or wives are being transferred and things of that nature. And what's always been interesting is, again, is that we always thought about the transferring or, you know, a veteran who was being moved from one base to the other. And all what we realize is that the real hero were the spouses, because they're so committed to their to their cause and to their to the country and doing these things that oftentimes, if you ask the average person to do it, they'd say, I don't think so. And so what happens is that it just shows the resilience in of these spouses that, you know, in some cases, if your husband or your spouse is a, you know, is in it a lifer, you know, that could be 7, 8, maybe more moves throughout their career. And they move to these new cities and it just shows how you know, resilient they are, because they rekindle relationships. They have to, you know, seek, you know, potential employment, you know, finding, you know, schools for their kids, you know, that kind of infrastructure, that support that many miss when they keep moving as often as that they do.
Well, Stephen, one of the interesting things about Pulaski is that it also has a job board. I'm curious, do you have to take the assessments to access the job board?
No, not at all. What was really interesting is when we first launched Pulaski, we thought that everyone wanted to take that career exploration. What we found, however, that many of them that were transitioning out, or even when we talked about the spouses, you know, they had a core area that they liked focusing on in their careers. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we created Pulaski Pro. And Pulaski Pro, what happens when you log in, you're at an intersection. It'll ask you, would you like to go through the career exploration side, or would you rather just go into the pro side? Mm-hmm. You know, if you go into the pro side, so often in one of your emails that you sent, you know, talked about, you know, how does our veterans that are transitioning, or their spouses, you know, if they were working, what are those MOU numbers, the military occupational specialty codes? Mm-hmm. And what we've done inside of Pulaski on the pro side, it actually allows you to put in your MOU number, or it was really funny. We're up at Kings Bay, one of the military sub bases, and he started typing in submarine, and also it popped up the MOU codes that are actually transitioned to ONET codes. And what's unique about the ONET codes that we like so much is that, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've been around for over 25 years and worked in a variety of different verticals, including the government and things of that nature. And what we found is that even in, once you get out into, to the business world, if you will, what we found that a company could have 7 different job titles for the same job. And so, mm-hmm. you know, oftentimes when they, when you have a, you know, someone who is a, you know, that can help you with your resumes and things of that nature, you know, learning how to put unique keywords on your resume to help you get identified. Well, what we've done by using the ONET, we actually convert those to job codes, which ONET does. And so it doesn't matter what the job title, because you can have 20 different job titles, but only one job code. So we've been able to break it down, create a very simple interactive experience that allows them to type in and go the pro side, so they don't have to take the assessments and they could go job searching from the get-go.
Very cool. Yeah, I got to see both sides of that. So I had the assessment side and they also got to see the pro, and what you just explained, Stephen, it was the pro side is when you have more of a grasp on what you are doing, have done, want to do, and you get to explore a little bit more on that side. So let's dig a little bit deeper just real quick. So we've talked about the MOU code slash transit, like the connect with the MOSs for the military. Tell us again, what's ONET and how does Pulaski use that?
Okay. About 10 years ago, the Department of Labor and the Department of Statistics started building out a system called ONET. ONET is a government site that has taken almost, it's getting close to about 1,000 different job families. So what's really fascinating, if you think of IT jobs, well, oftentimes, you know, a lot of times people think of IT, they go, well, I'm not a programmer, I don't know how to do coding, I'm not looking to be a tier one tech support, things of that nature. So if you think of a job family like healthcare, IT, service industries, you know, like in IT, there's over 1,000 different job titles. And so that's what's really fascinating and why we started using the ONET database, is because we know that, you know, most often a lot of these other products that are on the market, they focus on a particular vertical. And we felt that we were limiting because the military was so broad and their spouses with all the different, you know, skill sets that they had, that we had to broaden it and give people the opportunity to really look at, you know, the type of jobs that exist. Because look what's happened here with the recent COVID. You know, we've gone from, you know, working in office space. Many of our friends and family have transitioned, you know, over to working remotely, you know, and things that nature. And think about this, through O-Net, from in the last 24 months, almost 1.5% of the jobs that used to exist no longer exist. So it's really fascinating because they've done it such a great job. And every month or every 90 days, they're taking off jobs that don't exist anymore. You know, it was really funny. You think about like buggy whip making or stuff like that, where back in the day, you know, it was like really exciting because it was one of the, you know, jobs that exist. You know, people say, you know, there is, there, you know, does that really exist anymore? And then of course, you know, for us, and that's why our technology is so unique, is that what we spoke about early is how we match towards your skills to the job.
Buggy whip making. I'm writing that. I'm like, maybe I should look into that. I'm kidding. sounds really interesting. Stephen, thank you so much for sharing just this brief overview of all that Placity has to offer. It goes again without saying that finding your passion and a career that you'll enjoy is certainly difficult, but it can make that vocational experience a lot more fulfilling. We're going to come back to our conversation and talk a little bit more about some success stories that you've seen within your organization. Listeners, if you would like to connect with Placity, you can find it online on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn at Placity. That's P-E-L-O-C-I-T-Y. You can also visit their website, Placity.com. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Stephen Poland about finding a career that matches both your skills and your passion. Stephen, let's chat more specifics about the company and the people who've had success using Placity. What specific military programs do you work with?
What's really been great, and another good question. What's really fun is that we work with the USO with their, they have recently rebranded from the transition program to the USO program. We also work with O2O, which is Onward to Opportunity, which is an IVMF initiative out of Syracuse University. And one of our ones that are really close to us is the Wounded Warrior Project. We're very fortunate that we're in the building next door and get the opportunity to work with them. And so it's been a real pleasure knowing how they have served us and served our country, and how it gave us an opportunity to give something back to them, to someone that we appreciate and has done so much for us.
I really appreciate how you've partnered with purpose with those military organizations to not only support military service members and their spouses through whatever they've been through, but also with their future going forward. What about the companies that post jobs on the job board? Tell us about the skills that they're looking for.
Yeah, what's really interesting is, if I could just add, what's really unique about how we have, we really wanted to be a kind of a mission-driven when it came to our military. So what we've done is we started off early on, we had had a DOD grant. And now what we do is we have companies who sponsor our military portal. And what's unique about that is that it gives our military and our spouses, it allows them to have Placity to perpetuity. They never will have to pay for it. They can use it. Many of the companies like North Fork Grumman, FlightStar, Macquarie, Tech Systems. Tech Systems has been a real national supporter of this initiative. And what's interesting is last year, Tech Systems had over 100,000 job postings in the IT sector.
Wow.
And what's really fascinating about the Paulacy has two very distinct verticals for this. The reason why we wanted to go to this kind of sponsorship model is that those companies like Tech Systems, Macquarie, FlightStar, and Northrop Grumman, they actually, you know, they use Paulacy to fast track all military and their spouses to a job interview. We heard so often, and you probably may get a little bit of a chuckle like this, is that when we were interviewing companies, not one company said they weren't military friendly. However, what we found, there was a big gap between being military friendly and being military committed. The ones that are military committed are the ones that are using, they get their subscription, their sponsorship to Paulacy, and they search for, our system allows them to filter based off of military, disabled veterans, and spouses.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm digesting all of this and love the different angles that you're coming at this to really accommodate our military experience, our military story to guide us into a fulfilling career that really matches with us. On that note, this is one of my favorite parts of all interviews is hearing about the success stories. Do you have a particular success story that you're most proud of? And would you be willing to share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the ones that I had the most recent fun with is that he was transitioning out of the Army. And what was fascinating is, you know, through his career in military, you know, after 12 years of being in the military, he was really struggling. He goes, you know, Steve, I love my service. I love serving my country. I love doing the things that not many will do. He goes, but I need to do something different. And so he went through the Paulacy and just like you, it was really funny. He goes, why did this one come up? And then we started sharing with him what it was. And then what was really fascinating, within a day or two of that, he got tagged by one of our large companies, and he got the job. He goes, I never would have dreamt of doing this job. People say, well, have you ever, you know, one of the things that many companies ask or when they look at your resume, and that's one reason why we think Paulacy has, along with your resume is so important, is that he goes, I never would have dreamt of doing that job. And here it is now, almost 2 years later. He loves it. He's been promoted up to a director role. And it's just those kinds of stories that, you know, for us, what makes us want to get up every day and do what we do for our military family.
I think it's really interesting how Paulacy is helping us understand ourselves a little bit more, as far as we didn't know what we didn't know. What you just mentioned, like, I didn't know, you know, this individual didn't know this would be a good fit, but because of your assessment, learned about a job or career that wasn't even on the table before and really accomplished the goal that you all were seeking as far as empowering these service members to find something post-service that gives back and really fulfills your soul as well.
Yeah. And one of the things, if I may add to it, what's really exciting about this, when the military wives transfer, we have companies that, you know, that because what they did here, they don't know that that job exists in another market where they're moving to. So they don't have to start from ground zero anymore. They can go in there and those postings, because one of the advantages that what Paulacy offers, one of the extended functionalities, is not only do the companies who support or sponsor Paulacy, we also aggregate from all the job boards. So from Indeed, Career Builder, Monster, we actually aggregate and we allow them to do everything that you need to do within the Paulacy frameworks. So you don't have to go out to all these, you know, 9 or 10 different sites or things of that nature. It all exists right there within the platform itself.
Managing the job application, the job search experience from what you just said, those 10 other job boards, the fact that you all kind of do the heavy lifting and the legwork for that really sounds like you're helping military spouses and service members work smarter, not harder, like to use their efforts to find that good fit instead of just find any job anywhere.
Yep.
Wow, really cool. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Thank you so much for sharing that little add-on there. Stephen, our conversation's about to wrap up here, and I've really enjoyed learning more about Paulosity, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. So before we cut out of here, could you remind our listeners where they can go to find even more empowering information about Paulosity?
Absolutely. As we shared earlier, just go to www.paulosity.com. Be careful because sometimes the Paylosity, the HR software pops up. So you do have to type in Paulosity, Paulosity.com. Or if you like, you can give us a call at 800-737-5622. And ask for any one of our team here. We'd be glad to help you, including myself.
Again, listeners, if you missed that, don't worry, don't panic. All of that information will be in our show notes over on armywifenetwork.com when this interview goes live and is pushed out to the world. So you can just go over there, find this episode, Paulosity, and click directly on the outbound link. If you missed the spelling or if you're mobile, taking care of kiddos, packing up for a PCS, whatever you're doing right now, we've got you covered. One of our primary missions here at Army Wife Network, Stephen, is empowerment. We mentioned that a few times during our conversation. So I always am interested to hear what empowerment means to our guest. Could you help us out and complete the sentence, empowerment is?
Empowerment is to understand the challenges that the families face, softening it with the knowledge that things are taken care of at home.
Oh, softening it. That's a great way to put it, because sometimes things as a military spouse seem really intense and kind of hard and kind of heavy. And again, the fact that you all are doing the heavy lifting on that, empowering military spouses and service members to find that perfect fit career, is very, very encouraging. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on the show today, talking about Paulosity and just how it can help service members and spouses with all things career and vocation in their future. Changing from active duty to retired or separated or any other component is of course stressful enough without having to worry about what to do next. So we're really grateful for the program that you've given an opportunity with this additional support.
No, awesome. Thank you very, very much. For Army Wives Network, for giving us the opportunity to come in today and share, the things that we're so passionate about and doing, and, love the work you're doing. And again, thank you very much for giving us the platform to be able to share our story today. Thank you very much.
It is most certainly our pleasure. And as I cheesily say sometimes, this is totally our jam. We love doing this for our service members and our military spouses. So again, thank you, Stephen. And now we're going to cut right back over to our host in the studio to hear their thoughts and reflections on today's empowering interview with Stephen Poland from Paulosity.
Wow, what an awesome interview. I'm definitely keeping Paulosity as like a resource in my back pocket now that I know that they can really just navigate kind of what jobs will work best for you and help you get one. I know that in teaching for me right now, it's a little bit different, and the application process is its own. But honestly, if ever a teaching job isn't available or I just want to switch it up, I'm definitely going to use them and let my husband know about it too, for that one day, whether it's near future or far, because we never know, that, he can find something in the civilian sector and maybe not be as fearful of the unknown when that happens too. Did you think of the interview, Sarah?
I found it very interesting and very eye-opening, because like you said, it is kind of a scary jump from the military world to the civilian world, not knowing what jobs are available for both the service member or the spouse. And so knowing that there is this resource, Paulosity, out there that is able to help you, I find that very comforting, that if that day does come sooner than later, we'll kind of have somebody there to guide us on that journey. And I really liked what they said about being, military committed, that they work with programs such as the USO, the O2O program, the Wounded Warrior, that they really are a mission-driven company, and they really do strive to, you know, empower service members and their spouses, even as they're transitioning out of the military. I liked, you know, his closing line at the end where he says that, I don't remember word for word, but something on the lines of that empowerment is the ability to soften the challenges that are faced at home by the military. And as a spouse that does have to deal with the challenges on the home front, I find that very thoughtful on their part that they're willing to reach out and help us.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And thank you again to Stephen Polin for sharing with us all of these empowering resources that Pelocity has to offer. Again, if you would like to connect with Stephen, check him out online via Facebook and Twitter at Pelocity. That's P-E-L-O-C-I-T-Y. You can also find him on LinkedIn by searching Pelocity.
Well, Amanda, it is time to take off our full battle rattle and refit for our next show. In the meantime, you can join us every Thursday at noon Eastern Time for our weekly Facebook Live MilSpouse Empowerment Moments. You can also catch the audio version via podcast or check out the video on YouTube at Army Wife Network. Tune in for our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio when Army Wife Network Command Team member Sharita Knobloch will be interviewing Yolanda Gainwell of the American Red Cross to talk about the Hero Care Network. It's going to be another fantastic show.
Listeners, if you have a passion for empowering others within our MilSpouse community, we invite you to join our Army Wife Network team. If you are interested in joining our band of bloggers or being a guest on this podcast, email us at info@armywifenetwork.com.
It doesn't matter if you are in a season of hurry up and wait, or you are embracing the suck, or keeping calm and soldiering on. We are here for YOU. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.